Breitbart Business Digest, Party Boats in the Gulf of America. Could Trump Strait blockade lead to golden era of American energy production? By Alexander Marlow on May 15, 2026. From the Persian Gulf to the Gulf of America. Maritime intelligence data shows an unusually high number of oil tankers, primarily carrying crude, heading toward the Gulf of America. Windward, a maritime intelligence firm, said that as of Monday, 171 crude tankers were bound to the U.S. Gulf Coast, which is more than 50% above the typical monthly average. These numbers can fluctuate, but directionally it is clear that we are witnessing a surge in demand for American oil. Now, why would that be? It's obvious to anyone who is even mildly observant that President Trump's oil blockage of the Strait of Hormuz is the reason, and it is providing a massive opportunity for American industry, and for global peace. Made in America Energy. We at the Breitbart Business Digest are of the belief that America can consistently produce more oil, so long as the demand is there for it. Until this point, our oil production capacity has been capped to some degree due to the world's willingness to buy from other nations, especially the Middle East. Nonetheless, American oil companies can produce more, provided that they make additional investments in infrastructure and manufacturing. Should they choose to do this, it will create more employment for everyone from geologists, chemists, and engineers to machinists to people who work on rigs. If the Strait blockage is perceived to go on much longer, or if nations around the world reappraise whether or not it's a good idea to beholden to Islamist regimes for their energy, the United States stands to benefit substantially. Geostrategically, this is incredibly advantageous for America, of course, but we believe it is also a net positive for the rest of the world. First of all, we are the safest suppliers of oil in the world. We have among the highest or the highest standards for environmental protection, spill prevention, and worker safety. Our human rights and labor standards are high. We are transparent about how we produce the oil and where the money flows when we do. When considering that we are also the biggest producers in the world, these facts are all the more impressive. Contrast this with Iran, which is vulnerable to direct attacks on infrastructure and the Strait of Hormuz disruptions. Iran has a poor track record when it comes to environmental issues and safety. And, of course, it has been widely documented that Iranian oil has been used to fund terrorism. The golden age of American energy production. The more of the world's oil market that is controlled by the U.S., the better, and it seems as though Donald Trump is aware of this fact. He could have reacted to the initial weeks of the war in Iran by attempting to deny American companies the ability to export oil. This would have hurt their businesses, but it would have ensured more supplies for U.S. consumers. Instead, he took the opposite approach, his favorite approach. He made it clear that the United States is open for business. However, American oil producers will only build the necessary infrastructure to consistently produce more oil if they feel as though this level of demand will sustain itself. We should know in the next several weeks if it will. We at the BBD certainly hope it does. The world is addicted to getting their energy supply from some of the worst countries on earth. They need to break that addiction, and America is ready to help them do it. If there truly is a global realignment, it will be good for national security and for American business. People with skin in the game seem to be trusting the plan. Stock markets has now erased losses since the start of the Iran war and are slightly up again as of this time. This means that investors believe in the art of the deal. Perhaps you should too.